and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah and learn through the Sugya before we go back to Taisus. Zok the Mishnah: Ein Adam Nichnas LaZore LaAvoide Afilu Toirat SheYitvil. A person is not permitted to enter the Azore. Then the Mishnah says LaAvoide. We'll see later the Gvura Sari wants to say that there's two specific dinim. One is not permitted to be nichnas into the Azore, but is not permitted to do avoide. Afilu toher ad sheyitvel. Even though he was toher already, he doesn't know any tume. He's mechuyev to toivel himself. So Rashi says la avoide lav davke, because you could read the Mishnah saying, en odom nichnas la Azore la avoide. You're only not permitted to enter the Azore to do the avoide. So Rashi says, lav davke. The ein odem nichnes lazore at sheyitvil. There's an iser to enter the azore unless he tables himself. V'taima meforish b'gmor, and the gmor will give the reason why, if he is toyer, why does he have to table himself. Chomesh tvilois v'asori kiddushin table kain godol u'mekadish b'yayim in yema kippurim. The kain godol makes 5 tvilis and 10 kiddushim. V'kulon b'koidesh al beis ha-parve, all the tvilis are namokim koidesh, that was al beis ha-parve, chutz mizu bilvad, besides the first tvila was b'choil, was on top of the shar ha-mayim. Posu sadin shel butz beinu lebein ha-om, by the first tvila they made a mechitza of a sadin shel butz, shum tzniyis. What does Rashi say? Chomesh tvilos yalef lo bigmore. Al beis ha-parve, al gag, lishkas beis ha-parve, the mikveh was on top of the roof. Chutz mizu harishayna, besides the first one, she'enei bo choyvel yom ha-kippurim. The first tvila is not because of yom kippur, do kol yom enami, so every day before one enters the Azor, one has to toivel himself. Avol tvilois, abois choyvel yom ha-kippurim, ksiv behen b'mokim kodosh b'inyon ha-dachemais. But all the yom kippur deket tvilos, that says beferish, they have to be b'mokim kodosh. Zok the Gemara, shalu es ben zayme tvila zu lomo. Why does one have to tevel himself? He's toyer. That's what Rashi says, shal kol shachis lomo le toyer. If he's toyer, why does he have to tevel himself when he enters the Beis HaMikdash? Om alehem, so ben zayme answered as follows, uma mishane mikaydish lekaydish. A kayin godol that goes from one mokim mikudish to another mokim mikudish. Both of these places, if he is tome, there's an oynish kores. So mainly when he was in the first place, he had to be toir saivisai. To and tvile afal pikein. The Torah said when you're going into a new mokim shal kedusha, you're changing your mokim kedusha, you have to go and table yourself. Hamishane michoil kodesh. A person is mishane. He's going from a mokim choil. He's going from his house to a mokim kodesh. Umi mokim shein onish kores le mokim shonish kores. He's going from a place that when he's tomei there's no einish kores. If he's in his house and he's tomei there's no einish kores. And he's going to a mokim that if he's tomei now there'll be an einish kores. Einoi din sheton tvila. So he's making a kalvachayma. If a kayin godol enters a new mokim, even though he's coming from a mokim mekudish, the Torah was matzrich tvila. So avade gevis, if a person is coming from a mokim chayil to a mokim kodosh, izicha needs tvila. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Amar mishana mikodish, kayin godol b'chomish avodis b'yom ha-kippurim, Hamishtanis michutz lefnim and mifnim lechutz. He's going into the Heichel, he's going into Kodesh Kadoshim, he's going back to the Azore. Sheshneem mekaymes Kodesh. Both of them mekaymes al Kodesh. Val shneem onesh kores, and on both of them is an onesh kores, hanichnes betume. Ton tvila bein avoide la avoide, kedi yalef bepilkin. Vezeh abo mi beisoy la Azore. He's coming to a mokim kaidish from a mokim chayl shum a chayl ala kaidish, avad givis, he needs tvila. That is the svare of Ben Zayme. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, srach tvila izu, kedei she yisker tuma yishone shebiyodai viyifresh. Rabbi Yehuda says this whole Indian is srach tvila, as though zach unchappen toivlin himself. And the reason of the tvila is to be ma'orer in him a sofik, why do I take need the tvila? And he should take start thinking back, and perhaps he'll remind himself that he was tomei and he's forgotten about it. He's under the assumption that he's toya, but it could very well be that he was tomei. So therefore, that was the reason of the tvila. A tvila de rabon. Let's see what Rashi says. Srach tvila izu. Ain't can chayva mina teira. There's no chiyav mina teira whatsoever to teivel yourself before you enter the Azore. Ela l'sarech v'litvois. He has to chap on b'shem tvile. That he has to teivel himself. Kedei lales alei, that he should start thinking, shein tvile, why do I have to teivel myself? Ela l'tmeim. Only a tummy needs tvila. The law says lelibo, and then he should start being misbinding him yesh tumalov. Maybe I am tummy. If I have to table myself, maybe I am tummy. The yiskel, now remind himself tummy yeshana sheyesh olov, that there was a tummy, an old tummy, vishacha, and he forgot about it. And therefore, so the tvila will motivate him to think. And when he'll think it could be Otake, he'll find out that Itake is Tomei. V'yifroish, and if Itake reminds himself, so this will accomplish two things. Number one, v'yifroish mi lovi la zora hayoim. So even though he had intentions to go today to the zora, he won't go into the zora. Ad sheyariv shimshe acher atvile, till they'll make erev shemesh, because he realizes he's Tomei. V'lo yavet hayoim. And he won't do avoid it today. So from Rashi we see also Bemison, there's the tvile, one needs a tvile in order to enter the Azore, one needs a tvile for avoid it, and this tvile will help that he won't enter the Azore and he won't do the avoid it. But lo yavid hayoim, that was the purpose of this tvile. So the Gemara asks, "Bamai kamiflegi? What is the nafkemine in halacha between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zayme? Ben Zayme says one is mechuyev to toivel himself before he enters the Azor min haTorah. Rabbi Yehuda holds with the Rabbona, but lemaise you have to toivel yourself. So what's the nafkemine? So the Gemara first wants to say, "Ba'achuli avoyda kamiflegi." The nafkemine will be if he did not toivel himself and he did the avoyda. Will it be an avoyde mechulalas? Le Ben Zayme, according to Ben Zayme, Ben Zayme learns out from the Kayan Godel, it's a chiyev tvila dier, I said to be tevil himself. Mochil avoyde, so if he was not memala de chiyev, he did avoyde without tvila, so be an avoyde mechulalas, apostle avoyde. Le Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing is a tvila de rabbonon to remind himself. Good, if he didn't do it, so he was even at the rabbanon, but he won't be mechalo davoide. So the Gemara asks, how can you say such a thing? According to Ben Zayme, when there is a chiyev tvila di eraisa, is he then mechalo davoide? V'asanya, we learned about eraisa koyin godo shaloi tova v'loi kidesh be beged lebeged. A koyin godo who did not toivel himself between one, the Shini B'Godim from Big Day Love unto Big Day Zov, or the opposite, Ubein Avoida Lavoida, Avoida Seik Sheira. It's kosher. That means we're learning out Kol Adam from Kayin Godel. By Kayin Godel Gufe, if he was not Mekayim, he did not table himself, the Avoida is also kosher. So Kol Adam can't be Mohammed than Kayin Godel. That's the kasha. Now we bring the end of the Baraisa. Echad Kayin Godel, Vechad Kayin Hedyet. Sheloi kidesh yodo veraglov shachis, vovad avoida, avoidos epsula. But what if he did not make kidesh yodaim veraglaim in the morning? That is mechalod avoida. After kidesh yodaim veraglaim, And he was toivel himself, so then the second tefillah, or the, so that tefillah is not mechallel davoide. But kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is mechallel davoide. Bal kaponim, you can't say, you cannot say that there's, you cannot say that not being toivel oneself is mechallel davoide, because by a kohen gadol gufa we find that if he doesn't toivel himself, it is not mechallel davoide. So we're back again to the Shaila. So what is the nafka mina between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zayme? So the Gemara answers, Ella lemeikim ba'asei. If he'll be over on a mitzvah asei, kamif legi. Le Ben Zayme koi ba'asei. According to Ben Zayme, he's over on asei. That means there's a mitzvah asei for the Kohen Gadol to toivel himself bein avoide la avoide. And we learn, and Ben Zayma learns out, Kal v'chaymer, if a person is coming mimokim chayl, he also has to tovel himself. So memel, if he's not tovel himself, will be over on an asay. Le Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loikoi ba'asay. So the nafkamina is, dich, according to both of them, the zachi of tefillah, the nafkamina is, if he didn't tovel himself, what is he over? According to Ben Zayme, he's over on an essay, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's only over on Isra Darabonim, Achiv Darabonim. Let us see what Rashi says. Ba'achuli avoide im loitova al shachis, if he didn't tovel himself, va'ovad, and he did avoide without tvila. Le Ben Zayme, doma de reise, according to Ben Zayme, that says it's Achiv tvila minatoire, Shreinitin kalvachayim lidorish. One can darshan a kalvachayim. So we made a kalvachayim. Madach mikaydish lekaydish in itvile. Avada gives michayil lekaydish in itvile. Aveidosa mechalelas. So if he didn't make this tvile, be a mechulu de kavoide. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amad the Rabbanon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole chiyuv is al tzrach tvile. Is loy mochel. It might be mechalel davoide by not being tovel himself. So the Gemara is called Ben Zayme Mimochil. According to Ben Zayme, is he mechalel then the avoide? But mi koin godol b'yoyim ha-kippurim yalef lor. Ben Zayme learns out from a koin godol b'yoyim ha-kippurim. V'hu atzmoy by a koin godol gufe sheloi tova v'loi kiddish b'yoyim ha-kippurim. If he did not make tvile. Or he wasn't mekadish yod of a raglov b'yim big day zov le big day lovon shuhu mishanabo. Aveidosek sheira, the avoid is kosher. So how could a koyin that's nichnas michaila la kaidish without tvila be aveidosek psula? The braise ends, but if he did not make kiddish yadayim v'raglayim, echad koyin godel, echad koyin hedyet, aveidosek psula, bepeg sheini, dizvochim yalfinon, tachshloi rochuts yadayim v'raglayim mechalol avoide. Without rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim is mechalol davoide. So the Gemara ended up by saying that the nafkamina will be between Ben Zayim and Rabbi Yehuda if he's over on an asay. Le Ben Zayim koy alei ba'asay, mikal v'chayme de koyin godu she'over ba'asay kedersi v'rochatz ba'mayim es besori elevation. According to Ben Zayim, you're over on asay, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not over on asay. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umi islay le Rabbi Yehuda hay svorim. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold this whole svara that a person who enters the Azore has to tovel himself? Does he hold like this? You're just telling me. You told me Abaraise. We asked why do you have to tovel yourself? So you told me Rabbi Yehuda gave the reason of srach tvila. So comes out Rabbi Yehuda also holds you have to tovel yourself. No, according to him, the reason is al srach tvila. Frag the Gemara mi Islay Rabbi Yehuda Haisvar. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that before one a toher, before he enters the Azor, he has to tovel himself? Basanya, we learned Abaraise as follows. Mitzoyre tovel. A mitzoyre, the eighth day, he made the taglachas the seventh day, he tovled himself the seventh day, now he's coming the eighth day to bring his korbanos. So the Baraisa says as follows, mitzoyre, this mitzoyre is tovel, he tovels himself, v'oimed bishar nikner, and he stands bishar nikner, that was a shar, that was a knise, into that, opened up into the Azore, and the matan bahinis of the dam and the shemen was he stuck in his feet and his hands into the azore, and they made matan boine. So the eighth day, before he was nichnas b'miktsas in the azore, he toivled himself. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, einei tzorich tvila. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to toivle himself. Shekvar toval mibarev, he toivled himself the seventh day. So if he's toyer already, so he doesn't have to toivle himself the eighth day. So we have here a machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. You have a metzoira who is now toyer, but it's a new day. He wants to enter the Azore. Does he need tvila? Yes or no? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not need tvila. And according to the Tanakam, he does need tvila. But al koponim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds he does not need tvila since he's toyer. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a toyer that entered the Beis HaMikdash has to tevil himself. And Rabbi Yehuda and the Baraisa explained the reason was al tzrach tvila. So it seems Rabbi Yehuda holds he's mechuyiv to be tevil himself. Here Rabbi Yehuda's Beis HaMikdash holds you don't have to tevil himself. So we have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Ahu kidetoni taime. There it says beferish in the Baraisa a reason why he doesn't have to tevil himself. Shekvar toval mi bo'eret. He tevil himself yesterday. That means Rabbi Yudit said, why does one have to tevil himself if he's toil? Al tzrach tvila, he should start thinking back, maybe he was tame 6 months ago. And he forgot about it. So that's why he has to tevil himself. That means he has to start thinking back. Maybe he's under the impression that he's tevil. Maybe he became tummy in between. But if he tevilled himself last night and he's not aware of any tummy, so there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no legitimate reason to tevil yourself. So the Gemara is answering, so it's no kasha. Not only isn't it a kasha, it's a raya to what the Baraisa said. Before we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said, the reason why one has to tevil himself is because he should remind himself of a tumme yeshana. Maybe in the past he had become tumme and he didn't tevil himself since then. So therefore, in a mitzayru tevilled himself yesterday, so by this mitzayru there's no tumme yeshana, there's no old tumme, he just tevilled himself yesterday. So if I can't, so there's no reason why he should have to tevil himself. So Memele, not only is it not a kasha, it's fakert, it stims. The previous Rabbi Yehuda stims with this Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Umi isle Rabbi Yehuda hach svore, the masnishin shiu kol anichnosim lazore tzrichin tvile, that everyone has to have tvile, mitzayra bishmini shaloi, mitzayra on the eighth day, afal pishe toval bishvi, even though he was tevil himself the seventh day, kidechsi voye b'yemashvi yigalach, and then it says in the pasuk he tevils himself, choizer v'tevil b'shmini. So the Tanakama says he tevils himself the eighth day, kishemevi kol benoisa, when he brings his kolbonos. Va'oimei b'shar nikner, and he stands b'shar nikner, he stands by this entrance, lahachnis yodo v'raglov b'fnim. He sticks in his hands and feet into the Azore, lematan bohines, midam ha'oshan v'shemen halug, that the kohen should make the matan and his bohines from the dam and the shemen. That's what the Tanakam holds, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, he doesn't have to table himself. So the Gemara says, k'detoni taime shekvar toval bore. Because there, Rabbi Yehuda is giving a legitimate reason, because yesterday he tevilled himself. Rabbi Yehuda letaimei. Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitosei. Da'omar ein tvila shachis haboim lazoro, elo lizker tume yishona. The whole reason you have to tevil yourself is because she should remind himself of a past tume, of an old tume. This mitzvah doesn't have to worry about a past tumah. Shrei tov alamish, he told himself yesterday, l'chol tumah sh'olah, whatever tumah he had, he got rid of it yesterday. So memele, so it's no kasha. So the Gemara asks, udiko arilo, maiko arilo. So the one who asked the kasha, what was, The Teretz is poshet. There's no zustel to our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Mishim dekaboi lemirme achiti alei. He wants to ask, from this he wants to ask another kasha. What is the other kasha? The kasha is as follows. Lishkas ametzeroim. This is a Mishnah in Midas. There was a lishke that was called Lishkas ametzeroim. The lishke of the metzeroim. Why was it called Lishkas ametzeroim? Shesham mitzayroim toivlam. The mitzayroim used to toivl themselves the eighth day. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, loy mitzayroim bilvadamu. Not only the mitzayroim toivl themselves there in this lishke, elakol adam, everyone toivl themselves in this lishke. Al koponim, what do we see from this Mishnah? We see from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mitzayroim table themselves the eighth day. He's Moisev on the Tanakhame, that only Mitzayroim table themselves there, everyone else table themselves in this Lishka also. Fine. But we see from Rabbi Yehuda that a Mitzayre has to table himself the eighth day before he entered the Azore, even though he tabled himself yesterday. So, we have here a double kasha. Kasha number one, we have a stira with the previous beraisa. The previous beraisa said, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, eini tzorich tvila. Shekvar tov al mi be'ere. We have a stira. Here he says he doesn't have to table himself. And this beraisa says he does have to table himself. That's one kasha. This kasha, l'chaira, is a problem. It's a stira from a beraisa to a mishnah in midos. That's a problem. But Dachsach Meir, why this kasha was brought to Masechta Shume, I think because from this Baraisa, from this Mishnah, we'll have a kasha on Arab Yehudim. Because if the Mishnah says that a Metzaira has to toivel himself the eighth day, so Be'emes, and this is not like Rabbi Yehuda of Schach Tvila, we just said the whole reason. Rabbi Yehuda explained, why does a Torah have to toivel himself? So Rabbi Yehuda said, because of a Tumah Yishana. And we just beautifully explained before, so therefore if he toiveled himself yesterday, there's no reason whatsoever for him to toivel himself. And now here, this Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, that he, even though he toiveled himself the seventh day, he should toivel himself again the eighth day. So now we're really back to the first kasha. Mi omer Rabbi Yehuda ochi, mi isla Rabbi Yehuda ay svore. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold the svore as al tzrach tvila mi shim tumi yishona? You see, he doesn't know that's tumi yishona. Because it would be al tumi yishona, Metzaira would not have to table himself the eighth day after he tabled himself the seventh day. That achsachme is the kasha. And it's a kasha on our sugya. So the Gemara answers like kasha. I'll answer everything. The first baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that a Metzaira does not have to toivel himself, that's if he toiveled himself yesterday. If he toiveled himself yesterday, so memele, there's no problem of tumi yeshone, that yesterday's tvila took care of all tumis, then he doesn't have to toivel himself today. And that's pshat. That stems very good with Rabbi Yehuda also, that explained why Torah has to table himself. But the second beraisa that says Lishkas HaMetzayroim, that there was a Lishka that Metzayroim used to table themselves, it's speaking about the Loi Tovel. He didn't table himself yesterday. He didn't table himself the seventh day. He didn't table himself the seventh day, so he's Tomei. He needs Tvila. He needed the rice of the ketvila. He wasn't tavel himself yet. So memela, so he has to tavel himself the eighth day. Frech the Gemara, ideloi tavel, if he did not tavel himself the seventh day, so this is his first tvila, so Harib Shemesh boy, so he needs Harib Shemesh. This tvila, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with this tvila the eighth day. He first has to become toyer from the istumis mitzayre, and he need Harib Shemesh on that tvila. We'll see Taisus brings down a mitzayre the seventh day as a din kilu noga besheretz. He's a rishon letume. So he needs a tvila de araisa. So if that tvila was not accomplished, so today he needs a tvila and he needs Erev Shemes before he can enter the Yazorah. So you can't say that this Lishkas HaMetzorim is speaking about he didn't tevil himself yesterday. If he didn't tevil himself yesterday, this tevila today won't help to be nichnas into the Azorah from Matan Bohines. So the Gemara falls off from that teretz. Ele idividi de tovel. Now you have to say he was taked both side the Mishnah Midah, side the Baraisa speaking about he was tevil himself yesterday. Now we're back to the Kashi. He was tevil himself yesterday. Why didn't he tevila today? Ho da asach daite. The Mishnah Midas is speaking about a Metzore who was tevil himself yesterday. And after the tevila, he was mesiach das lishmeres atzmai. That means he wasn't careful. He didn't chap tomorrow. He's going into the Beis Hamikdash. He was meganse mesiach das. Where he went, what he did, he wasn't shamer himself. So memela, a person is mesiach das from shmiras gufay from tume, so he can do a nabodas, so he can become tame again. So a metzoyre that was mispatch pshat in this Rabbi Yehuda, we're speaking about a metzoyre was mesiach das lishmeres atzmoy. So memela, he has to tevil himself the eighth day. The beraisa that we learned that if a metzayre was tevil himself the seventh day doesn't need tvila the eighth day, that means he was careful that where he went, so he knew he didn't become tamei from the tvila of the seventh day till the eighth day. Frag the gemore I asach daite, if he was mesiach das mishmiras atzmai, that means he wasn't careful, so this tevila won't satisfy all our problems. Hazor shlishi yeshvii boy. So you should need hazor from Eifel Poreh, the third day, the seventh day. A person who's not careful, who's mesiach das mishmiros, we can think that a multitude of things could have occurred with him. He could have gone into an oil ames for practical purposes. So memele, if by hesach hadas we are chayish for the worst, the person who's Mesiach Das, he needs Hazor Shlishi Yeshvi. He can be Machnes, is Bohines in the Hazor of the eighth day if he was Mesiach Das. The Omer Abdustoi Bar Mos and Omer Ab Yochanan, Hesach Adas, Zoich Hazor Shlishi Yeshvi. Need Hazor Shlishi Yeshvi. So, Taydachnish. So we're back again to the Kashe. What is Pshat in this Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda said that the Lishkas HaMetzoroim, Loi Mishkas, Loi Metzoroim Bilvat, not only Metzoroim table themselves the eighth day, no, Kol Odom. Every Torah table themselves in this Lishka. But Al Kaponim, what is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does a Metzore who tabled himself yesterday have to table himself today? So the Gemara comes now to a third Teretz. Ele Idi Ve'idi Deloi Asach Daiti. Both Mekaymas are speaking about there was no Hesach Adas. The Loi Kashe, Hod de Tovel al Das Bias Mikdash. The first Barais is speaking about that when he toveled himself yesterday, the seventh day, he was toveled with a Kavone al Das Bias Mikdash, that he was thinking that with this Tvile, I'm going to go into the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So Tuv Yehama was Moisif, so since he's thinking of this, so then, won't be too good. So let's see the Poshup Shat, the Gemara. The Tvila of Bias Mikdash, yesterday he tabled himself with a Kavone of Bias Mikdash. Yet Kavone that he's going to go into the, with this Tvila, he's going to go into the Mikdash. So Memele, so this Tvila helps to go into the Mikdash. There was a Tvila Lishmo. The Gvura Sari says that he holds in the Tvila Lishmo. So he tabled himself yesterday. And I don't have to assume he became Tommy in between. He wasn't Mesiach Das. He was very careful. So Memele, so that's the first Baraisa. He doesn't have to tevil himself the eighth day. Hodeloi tovel al das bias migdosh. Here it's speaking about that the first tvile was not al das bias migdosh. The first tvile tovel himself, a matzeres to tovel himself. But he was not thinking that with this tvile he'll be able to enter the bias migdosh. So it would seem that the reason that this tvile doesn't help is because it was a tvila beli kavone. That means the more is now machadish. You need a tvila al das bias migdosh. And the Mishnah Midas is speaking about that. Rabbi Yehuda says loy mitzoroim bilvad. Is speaking about mitzoroim who toivel themselves the seventh day. They toivel themselves shaloy al das bias migdosh. So they have to now they have to toivel themselves the eighth day al das bias migdosh. So I had heard a kasha on this Gemara. So now we have here a new yisod that you need tvila al das bias migdosh. So lechayre tshver the Gemara before. The Gemara before asked the kasha, why do you have to toivel yourself? Why does a toyer have to toivel himself before he enters the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Strach tfile yizu, kdei she yisker tume yishon she biyodai. So we're speaking about a person who toiveled himself a few weeks ago. He's toyer. He's not aware of any tume. He wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash now to do the avodah. So why do you have to toivel yourself today? So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you toiveled yourself a few weeks ago. Could be in between, you became tame and you forgot about it. Tevel yourself again. And think about it. You'll think, you'll remind yourself. Through the tvila, you'll remind yourself. So, lechayre, so, why do you have to say such cheshbonis? Poshit, you have to tevel yourself, because it's a new din. Bishas tvila, you have to be mechaven, that you tevel, l'shem bias migdash. We have to give zuch taimim. Why you need tvila? We just said now a new reason. We just said now you have to tell yourself. I feel he told himself yesterday. But if it wasn't l'shem bias migdosh, so that tvila is no good. You need a new tvila today. So that's why. He's asking Akasha, why do you need a new tvila today? Because he was tired already for the last few weeks. He was tired, but you need a tvila l'shem bias migdosh. And Mistama, the tvila 3 weeks ago wasn't l'shem bias migdosh. So l'cheire, it's very unclear. Tuv Yehama wanted a tiny that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to toivel yourself in order to start thinking. To start thinking, was I tamei before? Wasn't I tamei before? So he wanted to say, one only thinks if he's mechaven l'shem bias migdosh. That means that the kavone l'shem bias migdosh, when he's going now into the mikveh, he thinks that this tefillah is not stamazai, he's not going, tefillah l'kovet Shabbos, he's going into the Beis HaMikdosh, And this has to be metayer him to go enter the Beis HaMikdosh. So when he starts thinking of the magnitude of what this tefillah has to accomplish, so that makes him think, will this tefillah really help? Maybe I was tamei from before. Maybe I'm a tevul yoim. So the tefillah won't help. He says, the kavone l'shem bias migdosh, that makes him think, maybe I was tummy before and this tvila won't help. So you need the kavone to be ma'ir the zikar. It's not two things. It's the mechanics of being ma'ir the zikarin. Shema kadesh yisker tumi yishana shebiyodai is davkef he's mechaven l'shem bias migdash. Then we're aware that was the takona. You need a tefillah of bias migdosh to be ma'irer the tumah yishana, if there was a tumah yishana or not. So memele, so could be that is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, even though there was a tefillah yesterday, if it wasn't, the takona was you need a tefillah ha-ma'irer as a zikorim. And spelled out, that means a tvila l'shem bias migdash. So if he made yesterday a tvila, which was not ma'ira de zikaron, at least tabled himself. That was not the takana. The takana was, you need a tvila that'll be ma'ira de zikaron. And that means a tvila l'shem bias migdash. So me'mele, if he didn't make a l'shem bias migdash, so he still needs this tvila. Even though God in that case, mistamev tabled himself yesterday, He's zichetoyer, but there's a loy plug already. You need such a tvila. Mashen came the first baraisa speaking about that he made such a tvila l'shem bias migdash. So mele now there's nothing but to worry about. The tumah yeshana there's not. The tvila which has to be made was made. So therefore he doesn't have to tevil himself the eighth day. That is the first teretz of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. The kari l'may kari lo mi shoisig mishna zu lahoshiv mimenda bebeis ha-medrash loma nisasik. Why did one ask a kasha from this mishna aloi tama furish? But the reason he doesn't have to toivel himself the eighth day because he toiveled himself yesterday. Then we learned the Mishnah Midas. Lishkas Mitzayroim, Lama Nikreis, Lishkas Mitzayroim. Why is this place called Lishkas Mitzayroim? Shesham Mitzayroim Toivlim Bishvil Shemachnisin Bahineseim Lazor. They toivel themselves there because that day they have to stick in their Bahines and their Azor. And Rav Yehuda said, not only the Loi Mitzayroim Bovat, not only the Mitzayroim Toivl, or Kol Adam Anichnes Lazor. Aber mit der Kammer Bilvad, Michlau, der Islai, Tvila, bei Metzair, ist also meide, dass er Metzair teufels himself. Now he says, besides the Metzair, everyone else also teufels themselves. So first, the Gemara wanted to say, Deloi Tovu, Meberim, Letzorati. We're speaking about he didn't make a Tvila the seventh day. So the Gemara asks, Bezoi, so he can't help the Tvila the eighth day. At the best, he's a Tvuyoi. Then the Gemara wants to say, Asach Daite Mishmiris Gufe. Both are speaking about he toivled himself the seventh day. But the Mishnah Midas is speaking about it is Messiah Das from watching himself. So such a person, so Hazor, he needs Hazor. Shemanichnas Loyal Ameis. Maybe he went to an Oyal Ameis. Loisom Eliboy, and he did not realize it. Oh. And then we hear, so all the previous Terutzim were upgefragt. The first teretz of the Gemara is, which is a suitable teretz, is Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a tvila l'shem b'yis mikdash, and the Mishnah Midas is speaking about that the tvila b'yayim ha-shvi was not l'shem b'yis mikdash, therefore needs a tvila b'yayim ha-shmini. V'iboyis eimo, now the Gemara wants to say a second teretz, Tani loy mitzayroin amru, Ella Kolodom. To take out the word Bilvad. It says in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama said, why is it called Lishkas Mitzrayim? Because the Mitzrayim tabled themselves on this Lishka the eighth day. So if you take out the Bilvad, so the Mishnah reads as follows, Loi Mitzrayim Amor. They never said a Mitzrayim tables himself the eighth day. He tabled himself the seventh day. So memele, so if you take out the word bilvad, we solve a lot of problems. Ravina says a third teretz. Rabbi Yehuda l'divreim de rabbonon kamalu. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking to the rabbonon. He says as follows. Lididi, according to myself, Mitzayre ain't tzorich tvil. I hold that Mitzayre doesn't need tvile. He tabled himself the seventh day. He's toil. There's no tumah yeshone. So, he doesn't need tvile. Liditchu. But you say he does need tvile. Good. I respect your opinion. You only need tvile. Even though he tabled himself yesterday, he has to table himself today also. Fine. Whatever your reason is. So, oidali, easy, mias, so, but, we made it to me now, the loy mitzarein bulvad amru ela kolodom. So, if you hold a person who tables himself yesterday, For some reason, you hold he has to toivel himself again today, so don't speak about a mitzvah. Everyone, today, you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to toivel yourself. You toivel yourself yesterday, you have to toivel yourself again today. So why did you stress mitzvah? That's my kashin. Lai mitzvah bilvad amru, that means, according to you, if you say that a mitzvah that toiveled himself yesterday needs a new tefillah today, so why dafka mitzvah? Everyone should need a new tefillah. The Rabbonon. So what is the svar of the Rabbonon? Mitzayre dayish betume kol odom loydayishi betume. So the Rabbonon said that a mitzayre is hurgul betume. So memele, since he was hurgul betume, so after his tvile, we're still chayish for his regilis. And we're chayish, he might become tame again. Therefore, he needs a new tvile the 8th day al tishchash. But another person who wasn't so hugel betume, he doesn't need a tefillah the 8th day, if the day he's entering the Beis HaMikdash, if he tovled himself the day before. So let us see what Rashi says. Lidi di mitzoyre ein tzorich tefillah, shekvar tovol, tovled himself yesterday. And the Rabbonin said, dayish betume, oysa tume, he's hugel ad achshav, he's ruggle on this tumor till now, he's a mitzvah a very long time. Liga betume. Lefika chubach shash tumor shemachet fila noga. That means when he was tummy, he wasn't careful at all. So male, a person who's ruggle betume, we cannot rely on yesterday's tvile to ensure 100% he's toil today. Therefore, they were matzach a new tvile today. Omale, Abaye, so now we finished, this mahalach and this sugya, that we have here a few mahalchim when Rabbi Yehuda holds that a toher that's nichnas lemigdosh needs tefillah. According to the first mahalach, if there was as yet not a tumah l'shem bias migdosh, you need a tumah l'shem bias migdosh before he enters the Beis HaMikdash. According to the second Mahalach, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that a person who tovled himself yesterday has to tovle himself today. Dafka when there's a chashash of a tumah yeshanah. That's the second Mahalach and the third Mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda. And we have a Mahalach that the Rabbanon hold that every person who tovled himself, you don't have to be chayish that he's tumah. A mitzayre that's murgul betume, he has to table himself when he enters the Yazara. Omale abaye l'Rav Yosef. Neima rabbonon de pligi olei de Rav Yehuda ke ben zoyme svire lehu. Vahai diktoni mitzayre lo idiacho koichoi de Rav Yehuda. Now, we have here, we had learned a Beraisa and we had learned a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Midai says, we have Zicha Amachloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, if Kol Adam needs Tvila. The Chachomim say Kol Adam does not need Tvila. Only a Mitzayra needs Tvila. There's a new svar of Dayish Atume. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Al Kaponim, either Mitzayra also, but Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Mitzayra and Kol Adam. That is the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Midas. Now, we hear a Machloikis, another Machloikis, here a Machloikis, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama and Abaraisa. If a Mitzayra tovels himself, the Mitzayra tovels himself before he enters the Yazor, before Matan Bainis, on the 8th day. The Tanakhama says he tovels himself, Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't tovel himself. Now this Tanakhama over here did not mention about someone else. He said a Mitzayra tovels himself. Now, how do we have to understand Pshat in this Baraisa? Does he mean to say only a Mitzayra tovels himself? That's why it's very good. A Mitzayra tovels himself, because Dayish Atumah, like that. That's so it's the same Chachomim like we had in the Mishnah of Midas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a Metzair does not toivel himself. So, Faker, the whole Machloikis is only a Metzair Dike Machloikis. No one is speaking about other Tvilas. That's one way you can look at it. Or you can look at it, he wants to say, Afilu a Metzair toivels himself. Afilu a Metzair who had a Tvila yesterday, he also toivels himself. A person who did not have a Tvila yesterday, he zicha toivels himself. They have some Metzair. So, let us see the shayla of Abai. Amalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Name a Rabbonon, the Rabbonon of the first Baraisa. The Pligi Olei de Rabbi Yude, ki ben Zoyme svir lohu. They hold like ben Zoyme. So according to ben Zoyme, there's no cheshben whatsoever. Ben Zoyme learned afon koyen godel. A koyen godel tabled himself today, he has to table himself again. So according to Ben Zoyme, everyone has to table themselves. Ke Ben Zoyme svirlu. So lav davka mitzoyre. Vahay diktoni mitzoyre. Loi diyacha koichi de Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says, a mitzoyre does not have to table himself. So that's why they said, even a mitzoyre has to table yourself, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a mitzoyre does not. Another person who, avadagivisi, have to table. Another person who didn't table himself, he has to table himself. Now, Filo Metzaira tabled himself yesterday, also has to table himself. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a Metzaira doesn't have to table himself. Or maybe these Chachomim are the same Chachomim that are Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Midas. And they don't know like Ben Zayme. They hold that, Fakel, someone else does not have to table himself. Only a Mitzayr has to table himself, the Daish Petumen. Omalei, that's what Abaye is, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef answered him, Omalei Shaini Mitzayr, the Daish Petumen. Mitzayr is different because it's, he's Murgil Petumen. So Dafka Mitzayr, these Chachamim, this is a third shita. This is a shita that holds that the only tohoyer that has to table himself is a tohoyer that a metzayre that was metayre himself. Someone else, if he's tohoyer, he's tohoyer. There's no reason to table yourself. They don't hold like Ben Zayma, they don't hold out Schach Tvila. They hold only a Mitzayre, because it's Mulgul Betume, he has to table himself. Let us see. Neymar Rabbonon, the Pligilei, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bemas Nise Kamaisa. The first Baraisa. The Tzoni Mitzayre Table Va'oimid. So what do these Rabbonon hold? Ke Ben Zayma Sfirulu. Because they hold someone else doesn't have to table himself. It's the same tane, and this tane holds that only a mitzayre that's daish betume, only a mitzayre has to table himself. And Rabbi Yosef answered him, it's the same Tana, and only a Metzair has to table himself. Omalei Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. Now Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef another Shaila. We'll learn the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Tvila zu choytzit zay einei choytzit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole purpose you have to table yourself, he's Tohir. He's toyer, he knows he's toyer. No, why do you have to tell yourself? You have to tell yourself to bring back past memories. Am I really toyer? Maybe I became tomei. But this is not a tvila to be metayer him. This is a tvila to be moirer him. He has to make a maise tvila to be moirer himself. Maybe I was tomei. So is there a psul chatzitze in this tvila or not? What if you had a chatzitze? Like to be mamtik a little, and perhaps in the Lashon of Rashi we'll see this, there's a meiridike word from the Brisker Rav, Mesechtes Yevomos. The Brisker Rav says that there's a psul chatzitze. That if a person tables himself, there's a psul chatzitze. So what is this din chatzitze? Is it considered there was no bias mayim? There wasn't called a maise tvilin ganzen? He didn't go into the mikveh. Part of his body did not come in contact with the mikveh. So it's not called a bias mayim. Others like the Briskerov, no, the zicha was a maise tvila. There was zicha maise tvila. No, it's a psul in the tare. That means it's a din that if the mayim was, the zichav that's called, it was a maise tvile, but this tvile is not metayer if there was a dover achoitzitz. But it's called a maise tvile. So according to the Briskerov, it's really beautiful, the shayla of the Gemara. So if you need a tvile to be metaher, no, so versteht sich a chetzitzable puzzle. But here this tvile, according to Rabbi Yud, is not a tvile to be metaher, he's toil. Need a maise tvile to be meurem. He's making a maise tvile to start thinking that was I ever tomei before. You need a maise tvile. You don't need a chalois tare. So b'meil, if you need a maise tvile, so chetzitzable puzzle. Other afshonit. That was the shayla with the Gemara. Abaye kladavei lomdeshe shayla. Tvila zu choytzitz oi eine choytzitz. On alei, so he answered him, po de tikkun rabbonon kein de reise tikkun. That means, if chazal bo machayev a tvila, so they didn't differentiate, this is a tvila that a maisa tvila is maspik, here you need a tvila that's metayer. Whenever they said tvila, you need already a tvila that's metayer also. Zot rashi, choytzitz oi eine choytzitz. L'rab Yehuda da oma, Mipnei srach tvile ba'almi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole purpose is srach tvile. Is posle boch tzitze kishar tvile. Is there a psul chetzitze oidume? Kiven dei neibo elo laskira yal tume yishona. The whole purpose of the tvile is to remind, they should start thinking, was he tomei before? V'loi l'tahir bohi bo. He's not using this tvile to gain tahir. He's tahir already. This whole tvila is only to start using his rect, to start remembering what happened to them. It's lay posla bo chetzitze. And then he answered him, Rav Yosef answered him, kol de tikkun rabbonon kein de reise tikkun. Omalei abaye la Rav Yosef, bia bemikzas shmo bia. So Rashi, oiloi. Let us see what Rashi says. Shmo bia le'inyin tvila zu, v'tzorech litvoil in bo lahachnis echod me'evorev lazor. So Abaye klared a shayla like this. We have here a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in order, if one will enter the Azorim, one has to table himself. That's the Mishnah. So Abaye asked the shayla, what if he'll partially enter the Azorim? They'll stick in a hand, they'll stick in a foot. He won't go completely in the Azorim. So this tvila of our Mishnah, is this necessary? The Mishnah says, "Ein Adam nichnas v'Azorim." One doesn't enter the Azorim. Enter means he went in completely. Acheyitvel. What if one doesn't plan to enter completely the Azorim? He wants to make a bias mikzvah. Is it shmo bia, loy shmo bia? That is the shaila of the Gemara. Now the Gvuras Ari has a lot of problems on this shaila. He says, "Be'emison, this shaila. Let's clear a different shaila. Halachically, what's the din of a tomei will make a bia b'miktzas? A tomei. Let's forget about the arm mishnah. Let's talk halachically. If a tomei will stick in a hand into the azor, what is the din? Is that called a bia? It's not called a bia." So there's a machloikis in this. There's a big machloikis. Others hold bia b'miktsa shmo bia. It's chayiv koris. It's bia b'miktsa shmo bia. So he says, according to that, man, the yomi doesn't say what the shayla is. So you don't have to go in completely. According to Ben Zoyme said, if you're going to a place, you chayiv koris, you see chani tvila. He says, no, you chayiv koris, bia b'miktsa. So it's a shayla. Doesn't understand what the shayla is. And if you hold halacha bia b'mitzvah sloy shmo bia, she also doesn't understand the shayla, so why should you need tvila? The Gvuras Ari, lemaisa mutzitzich, there's no chiyuv koris, so why should you need tvila? Al koponim, it seems that we have to understand the oimik of the Gemara shayla, but the Gemara had such a shayla, this tvila of our Mishnah, is it needed by bia for a bia b'miktzis? Oh, ma'aloi b'hoinish yechichus. He says, I'll prove it to you from a metzaira. B'hoinish yechichus, shem bia b'miktzis. B'sanya, metzaira, toivu v'oimed b'shal nikna. So we see a mitzvah also needs tefillah. So you see, you need a tefillah tefillah for a bia b'miktzis. Let's see, Rashi, shma bia linya tefillah zu, v'tzor litfel imbo lahachnis echad me'abor b'lazor. Ibo yilu, the Gemara declares one more shayla. That will end the sugya. Mahu sheyasu sakin aruka. What is the din? A person will make a long knife, the yishchait, and he won't enter the azore. He's going to stand outside of the azore. We're going to have a behemah in the azore. He's standing outside the azore. So lechayre, this is a case he's making an avoide without entering the azore. Now we had the Mishnah said einodem nichnas lazore la avoide. We'll come back. We'll speak about it more. But the Mishnah said, if we'll forget about the lavoid, so it's gogod. I know them nichnas lazore. A person is not mechuyev, is not permitted to enter the azore unless he tables himself. So the Gemara tells our shaila, what'll be the din if he won't enter the azore? But he's doing an avoide. He's doing an avoide. The Voide is being accomplished in the Yazore, but he's standing outside of the Yazore. Does he have to table himself? That means the Mishnah said you have to table yourself for entering the Yazore. You have to table yourself for doing an Avoide when you're not entering the Yazore. So the Gemara, Iboilu, Mashi Yasu Sakan Aruke V'yishkreit, Tiboilu Ben Zoyme, Tiboilu Rabon. The pligi alei the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to clear the shaila according to the greatest machmer and the greatest maker. Rabbi Yehuda, the Ben Zayim is the greatest machmer. He holds min atayri need tvila. The Rabbon and the pligi the Rabbi Yehuda holds only a mitzayri need tvila, but someone else, a stamazay toyo, doesn't need tvila. So the Gemara clears what will be the day. Tiboy le Ben Zayim, ad kalo mechayev Ben Zayim, ela le gavoy. Ben Zayma said, "In Adam nichnas lazara." Ben Zayma was speaking about learned that from Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is in the Azor. He's going from one mokim to another mokim. So each mokim, each time he enters a new mokim, is a new mechayev of tvila. But that's if he's inside. Avol leberoi, but if he's outside, loy. This is zicha doesn't need. Ben Zayma zicha was speaking about mekaymes. So lechayre avoid is garnished. If he's the tvila of Ben Zayme is a tvila of knisa lemekaymes. Oy dilma osilim shuche. Maybe the rabbanon you need tvila also because he might he's shechting the behemah. He's standing a foot out of the azore in the process of shchita. He might enter the azore. So memele zicha the tvila of Ben Zayme zicha tvila of ina of the tzmachayev if you nichnas lazore. But he might enter the Azara. So, Kaponim ni tvila mi da Rabbonin. Tiboy la Rabbonin de pligilei de Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonin which are choylik a Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold, the Rabbonin which are choylik a Rabbi Yehuda hold, that a toil never needs tvila. Is art kan leikomi Rabbonin hosim leikovi da avoide. Maybe they hold that knisa la Azara, not doing an avoide, if his toil he doesn't need. Avolochi de kaovi da avoide. Here he's doing avoide. So like, so maybe here he does need tvila. Maybe by doing avoida there were matzrich tvila. By dilma loish, no, maybe there's no difference. Take it. So let us just see. Rashi ma'u sheyasu sakin aruka lifter atzmi min tvila. He wants to pass himself from tvila. The yamoid chutz lazore, he'll stand outside of the zore. The yoishit yodoi lifnim. So this Yoshit Yodel Lefnim is very problematic. It doesn't mean he'll stick his hand inside, and you have a Bias Mikzis. So the Rishash says, Letzat Pnim. The Yishchait, Mi Miftar Bahochi Binat Tvila, does this part him from Tvila? I do my boy Tvila. The Inyan Achshere, the Kolm like a mi boy like. This is the Kolm Nazicha Kosher. The Ava Gav, the Omad Bechutz Vishochet, even though he's standing outside of the Bais HaMikdash, Kshere, the Sanya Bezvochon, Bezvochim ben haboka lifnei Hashem. The animal has to be lifnei Hashem. Vloi shoychet lifnei Hashem. The shoychet can stand the but I'll put him, the animal has to be lifnei Hashem. Tiboy le ben zoyme, the machmer bo, tiboy le rabbonon, the pligi olei de rabbi Yehuda, vambul kol odom leiboy tvila, legaboy hanichnas lo.